be seated.
再次欢迎我们的朋友、弟兄姐妹来到我们的神的教会在这边一起敬拜神。
So once again, I extend to all to our cordial invitation and welcome to all our friends this evening.
今天晚
coming tonight.
今天晚上我们要请总会差派的叶传道来这边为主耶稣做见证。
This evening, we'd like to invite Pastor Ye sent by the General Assembly of the United States to share a message tonight.
在这个之前我们先请我们的诗班在这边歌颂神。
But before the deliverance of the message, we'd like to ask our choir of the church to present some hymns in praise of the Lord.
欢迎诗班。
Another choir, please.
Good evening,
everyone.
感谢神的恩典。刚刚诗班呢，将我今天所要讲的题目已经讲完了。
We praise and thank God. The choir, through the choir presentation, they actually introduced the subject matter that I would like to discuss with you tonight.
所以好像今天晚上就几乎结束了。
So this may be the end of the service.
因为他们已经做对了事情。
What I meant was that they grasped the main message so beautifully.
他们放下他们自己的工作。
They put aside their daily work.
经常来这里练诗。
And they often came to the church to practice the hymns.
晚上来这里唱给大家听。
And this evening, as they presented to you the beautiful voices.
衣服他们也穿得很漂亮。
And look at their outfit. They were quite impressive.
歌呢又唱得很好听。
And of course, the voices were heavenly.
让我们很享受。
And we truly enjoyed every note they sang.
所以这是我们今天晚上的题目。
And in fact, this reflects
享受神的国
of this evening's message to enjoy the kingdom of God and righteousness.
所以正道到此结束。
So this is the end of my message.
现在奉主的圣名开始正道。
Of course, I was joking, but in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, let me share with you the message tonight.
那联合国呢，总共192个会员国。
There are 192 members of the United Nations.
当然，有的国家非常的富强。
Some of the nations, of course, were stronger than others.
有的国家很贫穷。
And while others are still underdeveloped.
有的国家是我们称为超级强国。
And some of the members can be called the superpowers.
有的国家是超级贫穷。
And some others are super powered in super poverty, so to speak.
我们叫做第三世界国家。
So people normally call them countries of the third world.
所以有些比较贫穷的国家呢，就一直想要往很富有的国家那里移民。
Those countries where we consider them to be in poverty, they try very hard to become wealthier.
有的人不能够移民，他们就冒着生命的危险一定要来到这个富强的国家。
And many citizens of those countries, they try whatever means available to them, try to come to this country even illegally.
那为什么很多人冒着生命的危险离开自己的家乡，甚至于离开自己的亲人，来到富强的国家呢
？Now the question that we may all ask is why so many people would like to leave their sweet families and go through all the dangers to reach this country？
因为他们要享受这个国家的美好。
The answer is clear because they want to enjoy whatever the United States has to offer.
可是再怎么美好，就是地上的国度。
But no matter how many benefits they can receive, this is still a kingdom on earth.
那地上的国度有一天会被震倒的。
And as a nation on earth, one day will all perish.
你看现在股票已经被震得乱七八糟了。
As you have all heard lately, the financial firestorm, the stock market.
有的人损失非常惨重。
And many have lost rather dearly.
有的人说受不了这种损失就干脆跳楼自杀。
And many have already chosen to commit suicide because they can no longer bear the loss.
因为经济很萧条。
Because of the kind of recession economically.
啊，人的精神呢，有的就陷入这种不安定的状态。
And many people have fallen into a state of depression or some kind of emotional disturbance.
所以享受什么呢
？So what kind of enjoyment can we talk about here on earth？
很难享受。
It is rather difficult.
那有一个国度是不能够被震动的。
That is in heaven.
啊，就是神的国。
That is a kingdom of God.
神的国不能够被震动。
The kingdom of God shall never be shaken.
那神的国在哪里呢
？And where is the kingdom of God？
当然是在天上。
Of course, it is in heaven.
天上好像是很远的一个国度。
But sounds like a very remote country.
耶稣说啊，天国在哪里？神的国在哪里呢
？And Jesus Christ answered the question, "Where is the kingdom of God？"
神的国很近啊，所以他出来传道说，神的国近了，你们要悔改。
And what he preached was that the kingdom of God is near, therefore we should all repent.
近到就在我们心里。
So close by that is actually to be found in our hearts.
所以每一个人都可以享受神的国度。
So in fact, everyone is able to enjoy the kingdom of God.
那今天晚上
，and this evening，
现在是邀请大家来享受他的国度。
And you are all invited to come here to enjoy the pleasures of the heavenly kingdom.
所以不管已经是信主的人
，whether you have already been baptized，
还是尚未信主的人。
Or you are still searching.
我们都要好好的把握这个时刻。
But what is important is to grasp this very precious moment.
来享受它美好的国度。
To enjoy the beautiful kingdom of God.
这个才叫做美国。
This is what we call 美国 literally the beautiful country.
地面上的美国呢，不是真正的美国。
The so-called United States, or literally translated the beautiful country, is no longer beautiful.
那真的国到底是什么
？And what is the country of God?
我们请看。
Let us turn to the Bible. Let us turn to the Bible, Book of Romans.
罗马书十四章十七节。
Romans chapter 14, verse 17.
罗马书十四章十七节。
Book of Romans chapter 14, verse 17.
因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义。和平并圣灵中的喜乐。
For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost.
十八节。
Verse 14.
在这几样上服侍基督的，就为神所喜悦，要为人所称许。
For he that in these things serves Christ is acceptable to God and approved of man.
十九。
19.
所以我们务要追求和睦的事，与彼此建立德性的事。这边提到
Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify another.
啊，这里提到什么是神的国
？In these verses, we find a definition of the kingdom of God.
神的国不在乎吃喝
，It is neither meat or drink.
这神的国是跟物质界没有关系。
Actually, the kingdom of God has nothing to do with the material world.
不管一个人是住在第三世界国家。
Whether someone is living currently in the third world country,
还是住在高度的开发国家
or maybe in a developed country,
每一个人都可以享受神的国度
Everyone is equally eligible to enjoy the kingdom of God.
因为神的国跟物质，你的经济背景、教育背景、家庭背景都毫无关联
Because the kingdom of God is disassociated from your family background, your economic background. Or whatever background you may think of.
神的国只在乎公义、和平并圣灵中的喜乐。
So what matters in the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy.
在这几样上服侍基督的，要为神所喜悦，要为人所称许。
And those who serve Christ in these few things will be found acceptable to God and before man.
所以，假如是一个人能够追求这几样事情。
If someone is able to search after these things,
天上神也喜欢他
and even God in heaven will find pleasure in this person.
人也会很喜欢他
and people will like him too.
一个人被喜欢啊，是很幸福的事情啊。
It is indeed very blessed if someone found favor in others.
有钱啊，不一定人家就会喜欢呢。
Well, not necessarily all wealthy people are liked by all.
受过高等教育。人就不一定会喜欢呢。
And all those who have received advanced education may not necessarily be liked by all.
神的国第一个就是公义。
So the very first and primary consideration in the kingdom of God is righteousness.
所谓公义啊，就是做对的事情。
And what is righteousness? It means, of course, to do the right things.
可是做对的事情呢，你看的是对。对另外一个人来说呢，不一定是对的。
But what is right? Because it is all relative. What is considered to be right in your own eyes may not be considered right in someone else's eyes.
我们知道第二次世界大战呢，德国啊，他侵略了很多国家。
And we remember during the Second World War, Germany actually was very aggressive and encroached upon the territories of many countries.
后来啊，德国被打败的。
And Germany was defeated soundly at the end.
这个盟国了，就组成一个军事法庭，国际的军事法庭，要审判德国的纳粹党。
And all the allied countries, they had this military court established to try the Nazis.
从1945年开始审判，一直审判到1946年。
And it lasted almost a year from 1945 to 46.
那当审判到一个纳粹头目的时候。
And when they were trialing one of those leaders of the Nazis,
这位头目他就反驳反问法官呢。
And this Nazi leader actually raised a question directly to the judge.
他说我没有做错事情啊。
I have not done anything wrong.
我是按照我们国家法律在做事。
And I was simply executing my responsibility and duties according to the requirement of my own government.
我们国家法律告诉我们，犹太人不是人。
And what we are told by the government is that the Jews are subhuman.
所以必须要杀。
And they ought to be eliminated.
那你是谁？怎么能够将你们的法律、将你们的标准放在我们身上呢？
And how can you impose your own standards and laws upon us?
好，那就变成没有对错啊。
So what is right, what is wrong became very confused.
只有认同你认同与否啊，没有对错，没有是非。
And whether you identify yourself with a set of rules or not, because there is no absolute right or wrong.
所以有人说恶法，那个不好的法律也是法律啊。
Some people claim that even those very bad laws and rules are still laws and rules.
就从此以后就有一个什么相对论啊。
So after this, the theory of relativity arose.
这个法律在你的国家是不可以是违法的，可是这个事情呢，在我们国家却是合法的。
Something which is considered illegal in your country may be considered absolutely legal in my country.
这个情形啊，这个情形在你看起来是对的，在我看起来是不对的。
This particular circumstance may be viewed as right in your country.But it is absolutely unacceptable in mine.
就好像现在堕胎啊，没有人在讨论说堕胎到底是对不对的。
The issue of abortion, for instance, now very few people continue to talk about whether it is right or wrong.
啊，主要你赞成还是不赞成。
And now the matter dwells upon whether you agree or disagree.
那今天不能够讨论同性结婚到底是对不对。
Even homosexuality or marriage of the same sex is hard to define whether it is absolutely right or wrong.
您只能够表示赞成不赞成。
And you can only probably express your opinion and whether you approve or disapprove.
因为每个人都有赞成跟不赞成的权利啊。
Because everyone has a right to agree or disagree.
所以今天就要每个绝对的标准。
So what I'm saying is that there is no absolute set of criteria.
就好像圣经说啊，当时啊，神的末世减少，国中灭亡，个人是任意而行啊。
So the Bible tells us, during the last days of the world, there will be a lot of evils, and people will be doing whatever they wish to do.
那个人任意而行是一件非常可怕的事情。
And can we imagine if everyone does what he or she pleases? It is a very dangerous thing.
啊，有的工人到非洲去啊做寻木访问。
And some of our workers went to Africa to do pastoral work.
啊，那个车子啊，在随便停啊。
And you'll find that people park their cars everywhere.
啊，车子也乱开，有的也不看红绿灯的。
And there's no traffic code. People can go through the red light only if they wish.
那有的工人说，哎，这样怎么可以啊？
And some workers may say, how can you do this? This is red light, make sure you stop.
啊, 他说, 不用。
And the local people will tell you, there's no need.
啊, 没有车就可以通过的。
And as long as there's no incoming vehicle, you're free to move ahead.
所以个人任何行，你看的是对的，就去做的。哎，那是很危险的事情啊。
So again, this brings us back to the same issue that if someone views is right, and they would do it.
那我们今天社会上要为这个事情付出很大的代价。
And there is a tremendous amount of social cost to this kind of situation.
因为这个社会上没有一个绝对标准。
Because in the society we live, there is no absolute standard.
你有你的看法，我有我的看法。
You have your own opinion, and I have mine.
我是对，你是错的。
And if I'm right, yeah, you must be wrong.
所以法院的生意很好。
Therefore, the quote unquote business at the courts thrive.
他们非常忙碌啊。
And because all the judges and all these legal aides are busy.
因为他们很忙碌的结果呢，所以要耗费啊。我们纳税的人钱呢、啊，非常的多。
And because they are working day and night to resolve all the legal cases, so the taxpayers have to really shoulder up much of the burden.
光是法院的预算呢，每一年呢、啊，每一周啊，大概4亿左右。
And just the budget for the court system in each state, the average is like 400 million.
啊，全美国呢、啊，就是超过200亿美金的预算。
So throughout the United States.$20 billion of budget is appropriate to all the courts throughout the United States.
还有警察的预算，监狱的预算。
Now, if you add onto that, the budget appropriate to the police and all the prison requirements,
那我们可能就会变成受害者。
And in fact, we all have become victims, directly or indirectly.
可能被称为被偷、被抢的受害者。
And we could be victimized directly by a burglary or some other kind of armed assault.
被欺骗的受害者。
And we are sometimes cheated.
古代有位哲学家，他说过一句话。
And there was a philosopher in the ancient times, he said.
他说啊，他很怕神。
And he said that I'm afraid of God.
但是他很怕那个不怕神的人呢、啊。
He said, all those who are not afraid of God,
你不怕神的人，他说没有什么标准。
And those who are not afraid of God will have no standards to abide by.
因为今天社会上很多人呢、啊，就是我的就是对的，你的是不对的。
And in this society, we find this is a common phenomenon. If I'm right, you are wrong.
在你的情形，你看的是对，可是在我的情形呢？我认为是不对的。
You may regard something to be right, but in my own circumstances, it is not acceptable.
可是我们想想，真的是没有一个绝对的标准吗
？Is it really true that this world is without an absolute standard?
我们看看这个字哈，公义，什么叫做公义
？If you look at the word we have on the screen, righteousness, what does it really mean?
不晓得我们在座的有没有金字典呢？
And I don't know if you have some magic, some powerful dictionary in your hand, you can look it up.
有金字典，马上可以查什么叫做 righteousness.
And if you have electronic dictionary, you can probably find out the definition, the dictionary definition of the word.
根据字典来解释。
And so you can probably answer the question by reading the definition you found in the dictionary.
公义的意思啊，就是从道德的观点啊，从道德的观点来看一件事情。
So righteousness means that you look at things from a moral perspective.
啊，那个事情呢是可以被接受的，也是很公正的。
A thing that can be accepted and that is regarded to be acceptable and just.
这个叫公义。
This is how the dictionary defines righteousness.
这公义就是要基于道德。
So righteousness is a concept that is based upon ethics.
只要一个事情啊，不能够被社会上道德所公认为是可以接受的。
If something that is morally unacceptable in the society,
还是公正公平的。
Or something to be regarded as just and fair.
啊，那个事情就是不对。
And that thing certainly is wrong.
那什么叫道德
？Then how do we define morality?
我们有时候从小就学习什么是道德的。
And we have learned this since our childhood.
我们知道神就是道。
And we know the ultimate answer is that God is the way.
道就是神。
And God is the way, and vice versa.
所以道就是神，道德就是神的德性。
Therefore, the way, the absolute way, the real moral way or morality is the, is a virtue of God.
我们刚刚讲到公义的定义是要根据道德来衡量一个事情。
So as I defined for a moment ago, that what is considered righteous is that which is considered morally acceptable.
啊，这个道德就是神的德性。
So this morality is the virtue of God.
所以神的德性啊，作为我们一个绝对的标准。
So the virtue of God, morality rather, should be serving as the ultimate criterion.
所以有没有标准呢？还是有标准的。
So the answer, whether or not we have actually an absolute criteria in this world, yes, we do.
这个标准是绝对的。
And this is the absolute standard.
因为是根据神的德性。
Because it is based entirely upon the virtue of God.
那神的德性啊，今天已经赏赐给我们的。
Now this particular virtue of God is given to us.
神的德性就是被记载在圣经里。
And the virtues of God are actually clearly delineated throughout the entire Bible.
所以这本圣经啊，被称为是书中之书啊。
That's why the Bible is often called to be the book of all books.
啊，这本书呢，不是一本普通的书。
It is not an ordinary book.
是一本很特殊的书啊。
It is a book of a rather unique character.
它是全世界销售量最高的一本书。
This is the best of all the best sellers in the world.
发行量最多，翻译版本的，翻译成为各种语言最多的一本书。
It is a book that has been circulated most widely and has been translated in more languages than any other book you can find.
那这本书为什么会那么特别呢？
Why is this book so unique and different?
为什么这本书啊，它提供了绝对的道德标准？
The answer is that it is in this book we will find the absolute standards of morality.
有两个很特殊的不一样的地方。
And therefore the Bible is ultimately different from all the rest of the books.
我们请看诗篇十二篇。
Let us turn to Psalm number 12, please.
诗篇十二篇的第六节
Psalm number 12 verse 6
诗篇十二篇第六节
Psalm number 12 verse 6
神的话语啊，是纯净的言语，如同银子在泥炉中啊炼过七次。
The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in furnace of earth, purified seven times.
神的话语被炼过七次。
So the words of God have been tried seven times in a furnace.
不晓得我们在座有没有读法律的。
I don't know if anyone amongst us studied law.
我们可以去查看到哪一个国家的法律啊，要经过七读才通过的。
So have you, can you find any law in any country in this world that has to go through seven readings?
我们台湾的法律是三读通过。
We know that the constitution or the laws in Taiwan have to go through three separate readings.
我不晓得美国几读通过。
I'm not quite sure how many times is required in the United States.
啊，在这边读书的几读通过呢？
美国法律啊。Does anyone have the answer?
大概三读嘛，
I suppose
五读的，
我看 three readings.
五读的就很少了。
And I don't think you can find any laws in any country that have to be read five times before it is adopted.
那为什么要那么多次一直读一直读啊
？But why is it necessary to go through multiple readings?
因为刚在草拟法案的时候啊，那么要经过先读。
Because once a law is drafted, you have to go through the first reading.
那开始读的时候，或许你会发现，很多地方不妥当。
And in the, through the first reading, you'll find some inappropriate wordings or maybe ideas.
所以要经过修正。
So you have to modify them.
经过修正，又要再读一次。
After you have amended, then you go through the second reading.
再思考一次。
So you have a chance to consider this so-called law again.
那可能第二次啊，错误的机会就比较少了。
So during the second reading, I'm sure you'll find fewer errors or mistakes.
然后第三次。
Now the third reading.
那三次通过的话就差不多了。
And after the third reading, usually a law is passed and adopted.
但神的话是念过七次叫七读通过啊。
But the words of God, as we just read, has gone through seven times in trial in the furnace.
所以这一部律法是很完整的。
Therefore, this book of statutes and laws is a complete one.
这一部神的律法就是作为大家的一个行为的标准。
So this book of laws and statutes can serve as that sole criteria for our behavior and doings.
对错是非呢，不再是根据我个人主观的看法。
What is wrong? What is right? What is acceptable or not? No longer will be based upon our individual understanding or opinion.
也不是根据你个人主观的看法
，nor your own subjective judgment，
也不是个人的嗜好喜好
，nor upon your individual preferences，
而是根据神的律法，因为这部律法已经是七读通过的。
But rather we abide by the laws of the word of God because it has been tried seven times as we read。
有绝对权威。
So it possesses and claims the ultimate authority.
那第二个特点。
And the second unique characteristic is this.
我们请看诗篇119篇。
Let us turn to the book of Psalm again.
119篇89节。
119.
119篇89节。
Verse 89.
神啊，您的话安定在天，直到永远。
Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven.
神的话写好以后，神的律法书写好以后，就放在天上。
So once the laws of God are written, it will be placed in heaven.
所以已经既然被写好了，就不能够更改。
So once it is done, nothing can be changed.
而且没有人有办法到天上。把它拿下来更改。
And no one can actually go to heaven and modify it accordingly.
就是太空人，他还不能够上去拿下来更改。
Even astronaut will not be able to go to heaven and modify the laws of God.
所以神的律法是适合每一个时代。
The laws of God, the words of God, therefore, is applicable throughout all times.
适合每一个国家的人。
And it is applicable.To all human society,
所以神的律法是超越时空的。
It transcends time and space.
美国的宪法呢，在1789年的时候啊，9月17号啊发布。
On September 17th, 1789, the Constitution of the United States was officially proclaimed.
大家知道到目前为止已经更改过几次吗？修改过几次
？Do you know how many amendments have been made already thus far？
已经被修改27次了。
It has already been modified 27 times。
那为什么要修改呢
？Why do amendments necessary？
因为时代在进步。
Because the times are different。
大家想法就不一样的。
And people of different times think differently。
以前的律法跟不能够用于现在的。
And the constitution that was drafted a long time ago can no longer be fully applied to today's society.
So, 必须要根据不同的时代，根据不同的社会背景来做修正。
Therefore, amendments are necessary according to the times and the requirements of the society.
可是神的话永不更改的。
But the word of God remains unchanged.
神的话非常精简。
The word of God are succinct and precise.
我们看十条诫命。
And look at the Ten Commandments.
才297个字。
Only 297 words in those Ten Commandments.
这个297个字就能够维持他们国家的统一。
And the limited number of words, 297, can contribute to the unification of a country.
297个字就能够维持家庭的和谐。
Can we imagine only 297 words can help maintain the solidarity and harmony within the family?
也能够维持社会的和睦。
And same amount of words can actually maintain the stability and harmony of the society.
啊，现在的法律很多啊。
There are numerous laws and ordinances.
这一年啊，平均出了好几百的法律啊。
And every year, you have hundreds and hundreds of new laws passed.
但是这个还是不能够让社会很和谐。
And still, do we find harmony in society?
因为它不是一个绝对的。
Of course not, because these laws pass year after year are not absolute. Only the word of God is absolute.
那为什么神的话是绝对的标准呢？
Why is it so that the word of God is the only absolute criteria?
因为神的话就是一个真理，永不改变的。
Because it is the truth. It is the truth that never changes.
因为神的话有生命力在里头啊。
And further, it has life in the word of God.
神的话能够帮助一个人啊，改变他的心思意念。
The word of God can actually change a person, his basic values and ideas.
每一个人都有不同的想法。
Everyone think differently.
啊，这是很正常的。
It is certainly very very common.
但是有神的话，读过神的话以后呢
？But once you have read the word of God,
他的心思意念呢，就会慢慢的被更新、被改变。
And if you read the word of God, then our minds will be changed accordingly.
改变到像神的德性一样。
To a point where we find ourselves to possess the similar virtues of God.
因为神的话就是有生命力的。
Because the word of God contains life.
神的话就像大锤一样的。
It is very much like a huge hammer.
能够打碎坚硬的石头。
It will smash even the hardest granite.
就是人心很硬。
And our hearts can be compared to granite.
你要叫一个人做对的事情很难。
And if you just want to persuade someone to do the right thing, it's almost near an impossibility.
但神的话能够改变一个人。
But the word of God can change a person.
我们来看提摩太后书。
Let us turn to the book of 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第三章。
2 Timothy chapter 3.
十五节。
Chapter 3, verse 15.
第三章十五节。
2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 15.
并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能够使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
And not from a child that has known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation,through faith which is in Christ Jesus.
16节
Verse 16.
圣经都是神所默示的，与教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的。
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for a correction, for instruction in righteousness.
教属神的人得以完全预备行各样的善事。
And 17, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
圣经啊，对愿意去遵守的人是有好处的。
The Bible is beneficial to all those who are willing to abide by it.
对不愿意去遵守的人没有什么好处。
And to those who are unwilling to abide by it,will find no benefit in it.
但是愿意去遵守的人，
But those who are willing to abide by the Bible,
他就能够享受神的公义。
He or she will be able to enjoy the righteousness of God.
能够享受神的国度。
And to enjoy the kingdom of God.
因为圣经啊，是告诉一个人啊，做对的事情。
Because the Bible teaches us what is right.
所以与教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益处的。
Therefore, it instructs, it reproves, and it corrects.
教训就是让教导啊。
And to instruct for doctrine is to teach us.
因为人认为是对的，在神看起来不一定是对的。
What is regarded as correct in man's eyes may not be acceptable to God.
或者今天有人呢、啊、认为同性结婚是对的。
And some people may argue that marriage of the same sex is correct today.
但是根据圣经呢是不对的。
But according to the Bible, it is certainly wrong.
那不管社会上的人怎么认为，
regardless of how people think in the world,
那圣经是认为是不对的。
If the Bible tells us that it is wrong,
在圣经呢告诉我们什么是对，什么是不对的。
So we must understand the Bible tells us what is right and wrong,
absolutely. 督责
and to reprove.
那督责就是要把我们不断显露出来。
To reprove means to reveal what we have done wrong.
好像一个人在黑暗当中啊，光一照，他就知道自己的缺点。
As a person walking in total darkness, when a light shines upon this person, he will be able to find out. All his wrongdoings.
啊，去看镜子呢，就要知道自己哪里有污点。
If we look into the mirror, we'll be able to find all the blemishes in us.
难道能够使人呢归正
？So to reprove is to bring a person back to the right.
使人呢走对的路，做对的事情。
To walk on the right path and do the righteous things.
啊，教导人呢做在神眼中看起来是对的事情。
So we are taught by the Bible to do things correctly in the eyes of God.
有这种认识呢，才能够来行善呢。
So only with this kind of recognition, we are able to perform good.
那假设这个社会上每一个人都能够行善
，And imagine if everyone in this society, is doing good.
那这个社会就变成一个很喜乐。
This society would turn out to be a very joyful, happy place.
我们请看箴言。
Let us turn to the book of Proverbs.
箴言二十九章。
Proverbs chapter 29.
第二节。
Chapter 29 verse 6.
箴言二十九章第二节
Chapter 29 verse 2
第二节
Chapter 29 verse 2 Proverbs
一人增多民就喜乐二人掌权民就叹息
When the righteous are in authority the people rejoice but when the wicked bear his rule the people mourn
有时候我访问一个新的城市的时候
，When I visit a city where I've never been before，
啊，那里的人告诉我啊，说某些地方你不能去呀。
The local people would help me by telling me that certain places you don't want to go。
所以，让开车的人啊，让第一次到那个地方的人呢、啊，觉得很紧张。
And this kind of advice sometimes makes us feel nervous as a visitor of this foreign city。
这次我去非洲的加纳这个国家
And I recently just visited Ghana in Africa
那原来我们要它的邻国就是多哥了
The neighboring country is Dorka
那我们要去那个多哥国家呢做宣道的工作
And that is where we were expected to perform some evangelical work
所以我们就决定走路不是坐飞机不是坐汽车，就是它那个边境你走路就可以过去了。
Because you can actually walk across a border, so we decide not to take a vehicle, but just to walk there.
听说那个地方治安很不好。
Because we were told, it is not safe in that area.
真的我们要过边境的时候。
So as we were crossing the border,
有几个歹徒想来抢我们。
So there were some people who attempted to rob us.
那感谢神啊，那被警察发现，警察就赶快把他们抓回去。
Luckily, they were detected and found out by the police, so they were arrayed.
所以恶人增多了，大家都觉得很不安。
So if you have a lot of wicked people in the society, you would feel a strong sense of insecurity.
可是，要是义人很多的话，大家都很喜乐，很放心啊。
If a society has many or the majority are righteous, then it will become a very peaceful and happy place.
有一次我去访问一位姐妹。
Once I visited a sister.
这个姐妹她是一个人信主的。
And she is a member of the church, all of her family.
她嫁给一位白人。
And she is married to a Caucasian.
那一次呢，刚好她的婆婆也来看他们。
And her in-law was there when I visited.
她的婆婆年纪大概八十几岁。
And she was about 80 plus years old.
那我就很喜欢听她讲古老的故事。
And I enjoy listening to her telling me all those old-time stories.
她说以前美国的社会非常安详。
And she relayed to me that when she was young, the society was a very happy and safe one.
她年轻的时候那个门他们家里的门不用关的。
When she was a little girl, she did not have to really lock her doors up at night.
我们看我们现在门不但要关了，还要 警报系统啊，警铃系统。
Look what we have today. Not only you have to make sure your doors are closed and locked, you may even have to install an alarm system.
警铃系统还不够，还要什么安装什么那个 video 可以看的看影像。
Even our alarm system is no longer sufficient. You have to have this closed circuit TV.
为什么要这些措施呢？
Why do you need all such?
因为大家住起来就很不安全呢、啊。
Because people feel insecure.
那、大概前几天呢、啊，我们在访问的时候，跟房东在访问的时候。
A few days ago, as I was visiting members with Pastor Huang.
啊，跟负责人，不是哪位负责人一起出去访问的。
And our members, some board members went with us.
那、那个负责人在接到李执事打的电话。
And he received a call from.
他说我们教会警铃在响啊。
And saying that the alarm is just sounded at the church.
你看教会也没有什么好偷的。
But there's actually what is to be stolen, burglarized.
他说我们还是要装警铃系统啊。
But even this very modest chapel, we have to have alarm.
所以只要是每一个人来做，按照圣经去做。
But if everyone behaves according to the Bible,
按照这本绝对标准去做。
And to behave according to this book, which contains absolute criteria.
每个人都能够做对的事情。
And everyone does things correctly.
义人增多啊，民就喜乐。
When we have more righteous people, then we will all be joyful.
所以大家都做对的事情。
If everyone does the right thing.
在神的眼中看起来也是对的事情。
And if things people do are also acceptable to God.
那怎么样知道是对还是错呢？就是这本圣经告诉我们。
But then, how do we know something is really right or wrong? We have to refer back to the Bible.
所以每一个人都回归到这本圣经的话，
if everyone returns back to this Bible,
那这个社会就变得很和祥啊。
We will be living in a very happy and harmonious society.
那我们自己只要是按照圣经的去做。
And furthermore, if we behave according to the Bible,
我们觉得很放心呢。
And we will have nothing to worry.
我们觉得良心很安呢。
And we feel a perfect peace in our conscience.
我们就能够真正享受神的国。
We can then truly enjoy the kingdom of God.
所以神的国第一个要项就是公义。
And in fact, the first important ingredient in the kingdom of God is righteousness.
要做对的事情。
And we have to do the right things.
可是很多人呢，认为这个对的事情呢是相对的，不是绝对的。
But as I said earlier, most people don't think what you think is right is really right.
大家都引用这个爱因斯坦的相对论。
Because everyone quotes from Albert Einstein based upon his theory of relativity.
但是那个相对论只是应用在物理上，不是应用在那个道德上。
But unfortunately, they are wrong because Einstein's theory can only apply to the physical world, not the society in general.
我们要知道道德的标准呢，在于神的话。
Moral standards must be based entirely upon the word of God.
在于神的德性，那道德就是神的德性。
And the word of God contains the virtues of God.
我们读圣经就能够来效法神的德性。
So as we study the Bible, we will be able to imitate God.
那除了读这本圣经能够效法神的德行以外呢，还有一个好处是什么呢？
In addition to learn from God's virtues and to imitate after His examples, what else can we find beneficial in the Bible?
我们请看约翰福音。
Let us turn to the Book of John.
约翰福音第五章。
Book of John, chapter 5,
三十九节。
John chapter 5, verse 39.John chapter 5, verse 39.
39.
John chapter 5, verse 39.
你们查考圣经啊，因你们以为内中有永生啊，给我做见证的就是这本圣经。
Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me.
我们当然都希望能够做对的事情。
Of course, I'm sure we all want to do the right things.
我们每天要做，每天要做很多的决定。
And we make many decisions on daily basis.
每一个人都希望能够做对的决定。
And I'm sure everyone wants to make the right decision.
因为当我们做对的决定的时候，我们就减少损失。
Because if you make a right decision, you will minimize your loss.
啊，减少错误。
And you will minimize the mistakes you will make.
但是在我们人生当中啊，做一件最大对的事情是什么呢？
But what is the most important right thing to do in our human life?
就是选择永生呢。
That is to make a right choice to choose eternal life.
圣经说啊，你们查考圣经啊，因为你们以为念中有永生。
Because the Bible says you study the Bible because you know that it contains the everlasting life.
永生就是永远的生命。
Eternity or eternal life is the permanent life.
这条路是绝对正确的。
And this is at the absolutely correct road.
是绝对对的。
It is absolutely correct and right.
也是必须的。
And it is also absolutely necessary.
也是我们人生啊最终极的目标。
And it is the ultimate goal of human life.
所以当我们在做决定的时候，
So as we make a decision,
这个就是一个最大的决定，最大对的事情。
We must remember that this is the greatest and most important decision we have to make in our lifetime.
当我们决定要接受洗礼的时候，
When you decide, make a decision to become a medical doctor.
那受洗起来了。
Excuse me. When you decide to be baptized into Christ.
那当受洗起来。
So when you rise out of water after baptism,
很多人会跟你握手啊，恭喜啊。
And a lot of people will go shake your hands and congratulate you.
那为什么要恭喜？为什么要握手
？Why? Why do people congratulate you?
因为你做了一件对的事情呢。
It's because you have just made a very good decision.
选择永生。
You have chosen eternal life.
因为这本圣经告诉我们有永生。
Because this Bible tells us there is something called eternal life.
这本圣经告诉我们要怎么样得到永生。
It tells us. It also shows us the way.Which leads to eternal life.
这本圣经告诉我们什么是永生。
It tells us what is eternal life.
这本圣经告诉我们有一个神的国度。
It tells us that there is truly a kingdom of God.
这本圣经告诉我们这个末世啊有危险的日子来到。
It tells us that in the last days, it is going to be perilous.
这本圣经告诉我们这个世界上没有什么可以留恋的。
It tells us there is really nothing in this world that we should linger after.
因为这一次啊，这一些有一天都会过去的。
Because everything made of the elements will one day perish.
只有神的国度是永不震动的。
And only the kingdom of God will stand still.
我们在那个不震动的国度里才能够真正享受到。
It is there in that unshakable kingdom we can truly enjoy the peace and all the blessings.
那是最实际的。
And that is, in fact, the most practical, the mostfundamental
享受神的国
to enjoy the kingdom of God
做对的事情
and begins with doing the right things
做对的决定
to make right decisions
我们就能够真正享受到神
then we can truly enjoy God
享受永生
to enjoy the everlasting life
享受平安享受喜乐
to enjoy peace and joy
因为我们做对的事情
because we are doing the right thing
我们对得起我们的良心
And we look at our own conscience, we will find no negative feelings.
好，再唱诗。
Let us now sing hymn together.
157.
Hymn number 157.
Shen de gong yi.
The righteousness of God. What is it?
圣经说要遵守神的诫命，那就是我们的义。
The Bible tells us if we observe the commandments of God, that is our righteousness.
所以了解神的话语以后，读神的话语还要去遵守。
So after we have studied the Word of God, what is important is that we observe.
那神他应许我们，只要去遵守的人就有福了。
And God has promised us all that all those.Who observe his commandments are to be blessed.
就能够真正享受到他的国。
And those are the people who will enjoy his kingdom.
这是我们个人的决定。
So this is actually an individual decision.
但是今天神邀请大家来做一个正确的决定。
So God extends to every one of us, our friends, this evening particularly, to make a right decision.
那做对的决定以后呢，我们就能够享受到平安跟喜乐。
Once we have made that right decision, you will definitely enjoy the peace and joy.
所以明天我们再讨论和平和睦。
And tomorrow I'll be sharing with you the concept of peace.
就是平安的意思。
And that is peace. P
然后第三个晚上我们就要讨论圣庄喜乐。
And the third evening, I will share with you the joy in the Lord.
人家做对的事情以后呢，就心中有平安。
Because once we decide to do the right things, you will enjoy peace in your heart.
一个故事这么说啊。
And there goes a story like this.
在第二次世界大战的时候。
During the Second World War.
有一个人呢逃兵。
And there was a defector.
他自从逃兵以后。
And everything since he defected the army,
他每天晚上都不能够睡好觉。
And he could not really sleep peacefully every night.
有警察来敲门，他都很害怕。
And anyone knocking the door in the middle of the night, his heartbeat would increase.
有一天啊，警察来敲门。
So one night, a police was knocking at the door.
他以为是人家要来抓他。
And he thought they came to capture him.
经过三十几年了。
And it's been several many years have gone by.
虽然那个时效已经过了
even though the legal so the time allowed has already expired.
他的内心的恐惧的阴影还是存在
And he actually needed not to worry, but still he felt this tremendous uneasiness and fear.
因为他做不对的事情
because he did something wrong many years ago.
所以那个心里的煎熬啊是非常大的
So throughout all these years, and he.Went through a lot of agonizing moments.
那做对的事情，当然内心中啊，内心做自然的平安。
So as you know well, if you have done something right, you will enjoy the peacefulness in your heart.
我们现在祷告。
So now we're going to pray together.
我们要体验神给我们的平安。
This is the moment we can enjoy and experience the peace from God.
神的国度跟物质界没有关系。
The kingdom of God has nothing to do with the material world.
神的国度是一个灵属灵的国度。
The kingdom of God is of the spirit.
必须要我们心灵来领受。
So as long as your heart is ready to accept,
我们心灵来感觉来体验。
To feel God and His spirit.
这个晚上是神邀请大家来体验他。
And this evening, God has extended His invitation to us all to experience Him.
我们祷告在这边啊，跪下祷告。
So as we kneel down to pray together,
我们谦卑,
we want to be humble.
锁盒子, 眼睛闭着,
we can put our hands together, close our eyes,
专心,
and have a focused mind.
然后第一句呢, 奉主耶稣圣名祷告,
and we can pray, beginning by saying, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
Hallelujah, 赞美主耶稣.
And then you can say hallelujah, which means praise the Lord.
我们这样祷告，就能够体验到神。
And if you are able to pray like this, I'm sure you will experience God's power.
然后我们现在一起来祷告。
And shall we now kneel down?
然后接受按手的，主圣灵的，要体验的，可以到前面来。
And those who like to receive the Holy Spirit, experience God, please feel free to come to the front.
我们一起祷告。
Let us kneel down and pray together.